ProvidentFA.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They didn't get in. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but hundreds of migrants tried, making a rush for the border, some throwing rocks. Border Patrol agents fired tear gas to fend them off near San Diego, and Mexican police arrested 39. But many other migrants in the caravan camped out in Tijuana say they are peaceful and just want jobs.
Well, I'm very stressed because the truth is, this situation is not pleasant, but I'm always in hope of having a positive response from the U.S. authorities.
President Trump tweeted they'll not be getting in. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
The president tweeted, Mexico should move the flag-waving migrants, many of whom are stone-cold criminals, back to their countries. Do it by plane, do it by bus, do it any way you want, but they are not coming into the USA. He continued, we will close the border permanently if need be. Congress fund the wall. Meanwhile, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, in a statement vowing to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law anyone who destroys federal property, endangers our frontline operators, or violates our nation's sovereignty. Dave?
Well, John, this could be a record-breaking day online. Americans expected to spend nearly $8 billion this Cyber Monday as retailers offer deals and free shipping. But shipping's a problem right now at an Amazon fulfillment center in Illinois.
Blizzard overnight. Power out 2 a.m. to this fulfillment center. As you can see, trucks are backed up now trying to deliver inside, but they haven't got the workers and the power and the lights inside to do it.
That's Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock standing outside. More than 700 flights are canceled today, most of them to and from Chicago. More changes at GM. The automaker expected to announce today a broad restructuring. The AP reports GM will close a plant in Canada that makes several different vehicles. It would affect 2,500 jobs. Earlier this fall, GM offered buyouts to 18,000 white-collar workers to reduce staff. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford. Built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
President Trump will go to Mississippi today to rally for Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, who's in a runoff tomorrow against Democrat Mike Espy. The senator has been under scrutiny for comments her critics say was racist, and they point to her attending a private all-white high school years ago. Will the president face a primary challenge in 2020? Ohio Governor John Kasich, who ran in 16, tells ABC's This Week he may make another run.
I'm not only just worried about the tone and the name-calling and the division in our country and the partisanship, but I also worry about the policies.
Another Republican, outgoing Senator Jeff Flake, who's no fan of the president and vice versa, is also considering a primary challenge. Actor Alec Baldwin, famous lately for portraying President Trump on Saturday Night Live, is due in court today.
Alec Baldwin was charged in early November with misdemeanor assault and harassment in New York City after he allegedly punched a man in the West Village over a parking spot. The actor tweeted out about the incident following his arrest. He wrote, "The assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false. I wanted to go on the record stating as much. I realize that it has become a sport to tag people with as many negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purposes of clickbait entertainment. The 49-year-old man who filed the complaint sustained an injury to his left jaw. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Harvey Weinstein, a now infamous ex-Hollywood producer, charged in New York City with rape and predatory assault and other sex crimes, will not be prosecuted for alleged financial crimes. The New York Post reports they did not find criminal conduct after a year-long investigation into whether Weinstein used company money to keep accusers quiet. Amid the allegations of sexual misconduct by dozens of women, Weinstein denies all those. Will there be a turnaround on Wall Street? Stock futures are surging before this week's trading, coming off last week's big sell-off when the Dow plunged 1,100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5 Local News with Jamie, brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. You have a chip in your windshield? Yeah, $50. Yep, all done. It's American Eagle Auto Glass.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois head football coach Lovie Smith has gotten a two-year contract extension. University of Illinois Director of Athletics Josh Whitman made the announcement over the weekend. In a statement, he said it'll keep Smith at Illinois through the 2023 football season. Whitman says he has studied the program extensively. He says he sees steady progress both in the development of current players and the talent they are adding to the roster. The Champaign County Board tomorrow is set to vote on whether to approve a settlement in a lawsuit over a death at the Champaign County Nursing Home. WCIA says Sonia Kington died in June of last year at the facility. She was found outside in the courtyard and had been left alone in the extreme heat. An investigation revealed that staff members were not aware that she was gone for more than 3 hours. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to American Eagle Auto Glass. Well, welcome to winter. Here's your weather. Diane has that.
Yeah, in fact, blustery is the word being used because of those northwesterly gusts up to 45 mile an hour. A wind advisory until 9 this morning. Temperatures have been dropping. We're currently at 29, wind chill at 13. We were up at 31 earlier today. 18 our low tonight with the clouds. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 24, low 16, 31 with sunshine on Wednesday, down to 26 in the evening. By Thursday, we'll be up to 40. Right now, the temperature, again, 29. ESPN 93.5.
I want to tell you about U of I Chess Center in just a moment. Bill, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I was talking to Monticello and their coach, Collie Walter. What I miss?
Born and raised in Muhammad.
Was he really?
Bulldog Pizza was his dad. His daddy was one of the best coaches I had in Little League baseball.
Well, dang. Bulldogs are looking for a football coach, aren't they?
Well, they passed on him. They passed on him.
They needed to fold up.
They had him, what, 5 years ago, whenever he joined Monticello, 5-6 years ago.
I think he joined Monticello 10 years ago, so they had a chance at calling and didn't get him then. What about now?
Didn't get him.
What about now?
They need a coach.
Well, they need to just pull out the big high school dollars and hire him. Instead of $1,800 a year, he can get $3,000 or something. Because they don't make money.
They passed on him, and now Mama's looking for a coach.
Well, thanks for the info. We want to get Collie Walter on. I think he's kind of a hero.
That's right.
What he's done.
In fact, here's a person saying maybe Collie ran track at the U of I.
I didn't know that.
Another person saying they were birds of prey this year. Prey spelled P-R-A-Y.
Yeah. No, I saw him take a knee after they won it to say a quick prayer.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't believe where have I been. I've been around here the whole time. I don't remember.
Text in from Michael. The boys prayed before and after every game throughout the season, right after the Gatorade bath.
Yeah.
I see a picture of them kneeling and praying.
A windbreaker and shorts thing Friday with wind sideways and temperatures really cold. I don't get that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have from the University of Illinois,
Jenny and Ingrid, they're with the U of I Chess Center, Military and Faculty and Public Interaction. Ingrid, let's start with you. Tell me about Chess Center. What do you do for those that do not know?
So I'm the assistant director at the Chess Center. I offer behavioral health services for students and their families on campus.
Gotcha. And tell me, Jenny, about what the event is on Thursday, is it?
Yeah, so we have an event called Women Veterans Health Community and Legacy. And so the purpose of the event is to both raise awareness of some of the challenges that women veterans face and then to also celebrate their service.
Okay, wonderful. We celebrate their service, but the challenges, Ingrid, for women different than men, isn't it?
Absolutely. Women face different challenges compared to their male cohorts. And the women veteran population is actually the fastest growing population, so it's important to that we pay tribute to their service.
And obviously, we're built differently. Moms and dads are different. Moms and their connection with kids and leaving, particularly little kids, is hard.
Right.
And very difficult. Okay, what do you want people to know about the event? Why should we come Thursday?
So the event encompasses community building, which can be a challenge for women veterans during service, and then when they get out. Also healthcare for women veterans, so it will encompass kind of the research landscape. What do we know about women veterans? What do we still need to know? And then legacy as well. So this event is dedicated in honor of Shauna Morrison, who was the first female Illinois Army National Guard member to be killed in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
We had heard that she was in the American Legion, or they're starting to have people come in, and around Veterans Day, Stevie and I had a guest talking about, should we have a U of I American Legion established?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Cheryl Walker, and Cheryl is one of our guest speakers at the event. Good. So she served with Shauna, and so she'll be talking particularly about legacy and paying tribute, as Ingrid said, to Shauna's service and to all women.
All good. Where do I come? What time?
It is this Thursday, the 29th, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Urbana National Guard Armory.
All right, I hope everybody comes. And to find more about what you do, where do they go?
They can look on our Facebook page. They can look off of our website as well, ahs.illinois.edu.
Okay, rooting for you. I'm a fan. Good job.
Thanks.
Chez does a great job with all that you do, and it's good to illuminate a little bit about what you do.
Yeah.
It's good to have that. Ingrid, Jenny, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Us.
You bet. ESPN 93.5, 812.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain.
First at 9 a.m. inside Memorial Stadium.
All right, so I there's a swing and a miss on Cully. I mean, Muhammad? And ran track?
Right, at the U of I.
I didn't know he's a local kid. Because, you know, you go to Aledo and you win three state championships. You're saying, why would you go to Monticello? I mean, you've got a big deal going on in Aledo, even though they're a smaller school than Monticello. But to bring Monticello their first state title and to be as humble as you just know he is just by his demeanor.
Uh-huh.
After the game, he was already soaked because of the rain.
Yeah.
They did pour the Gatorade on him, which is iced. At that point, he's probably numb. Doesn't matter. And then they had a big thing in Monticello. It's just quite an accomplishment. And particularly the how close that game was, 24-20. And then we learned that Alec Bundy was the number 35 that I couldn't remember his name, but he just had three touchdowns and an interception, because on the smaller schools, they're playing both ways. Whole bunch of them are, anyway.
So there was a text in from Jason. So many talking negatively without realizing the whole situation about Lovey. He has to hire two defensive coaches. Hard to expect anyone to take that job if their boss is gone in a year.
No, right.
Also
right.
Has to put a stop to the negative recruiting that's going on.
Yep.
Coaches telling recruits Lovey will be gone after this year.
That's exactly
and with
right.
With the buyout that Lovey had, options were limited. Whitman is doubling down, and rightfully so. You can't bring in new coaches every 3 years and expect things to change.
This is how I think. Well, there's two things. This is one of those risk versus reward. This hurts Josh. If this doesn't work, it hurts Josh a bunch. But if it works, leaders have to make bold decisions. This is bold, because he's not listening to a whole bunch of the fan base go, that's the reaction. Quote, end quote.
Okay, thank you.
So I like the move. I'm all for the move. I think it's a smart move. It's a risk, because after Iowa,
Jeremy's nodding.
Jeremy's against it?
Shaking his head.
All right, good, because this is the guy that knows.
Okay, he's going to jump
on. This is the man, Jeremy Warner.
Hey, so here's the thing about contracts in college football. The years don't matter. So the years matter in public perception because most of us sit there and go, oh, he got two. Why would Lovie Smith get two? He doesn't deserve a two-year contract extension based on what's happened on the field. But the thing that matters is the buyout. And from everything I understand is I don't think the buyout's going up that much. So public
it was supposed to be down to $4 million after next year, right?
Yeah, and I think there's some prorated money that he would get after that, too. But the big buyout would be $4 million starting next year. It was $12 million. He was never getting fired. He was never getting fired this year.
Right.
So people who thought he was getting fired and are disappointed he got an extension, well, you were living in a different reality.
I agree. Yeah. With the boards all talking about it? I mean, I don't watch the boards, but...
Yeah, I mean, when you're 9-27, 4-23, I can't argue with that. Yeah. But he was never getting fired. So when you get a guy that's now going to be in the hot seat, your AD has to come out and give you some recruiting ammunition.
Right.
So you sit there and go, listen, I'm going to be here through 2023.
Right.
And most people sit there and they watch that contract two more years. Why would they do such a thing? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, he's going to be here long term. When we realize, if you know contracts, that the buyout is all that matters.
Yeah.
So if the buyout doesn't increase all that much, and if Josh increases it double, then
He's not going to do that.
But I don't think he would do that.
He's going to just extend him. That's for the living room. That's for the kid whose parents are going, I heard Lovie's going to get fired kind of stuff.
And I can tell you, a player that Illinois would really, really like on its team next year, his parent reached out to me and said, that matters.
Okay.
Stability matters.
So the extension will help that parent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I like that.
So in the long run, do I think it changes whether Lovie Smith gets fired if he has a bad year next year? Probably not.
But it helps with the recruiting.
But it helps recruit.
And what about getting a coach in?
That's it.
Okay.
It helps keep Rod Smith. It helps keep Corey Patterson and Thad Ward. It helps keep that. So I get the reaction, but the reality of what a two-year contract extension is compared to the buyout. The buyout matters more than the actual years on a contract.
Well, again, I think a smart move based on recruiting, because we need 11 more commits, right?
If he was going to be back, I think this was the smart move, and he was always going to be back.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Jeremy Warner. That's why people listen 9-11.
Now, if it comes out that the buyout is way more increased.
$20 million.
Yeah, then I have an issue
right,
with this.
Right, right.
But
Jeremy's looking very tan from the Hawaiian
Not really.
Well, you were working. I heard you talking. You get one day on the beach?
Yeah, I got one day, yeah. Spent it with, the coaching staff got one morning. I got one morning. And then my wife, though, got 3 days.
She hung out on the beach. Yeah. Okay. All right. And the status of your family is what?
Mid-January, we get another edition.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So she had the baby bump going out to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. We just snuck it in under the doctor's deadline.
Right. Isn't that exciting? And your son is how old?
He is 2.5.
Got to be kidding me.
He turned 2 in
your
August.
Your family, man. It's awesome.
I didn't mean to hijack your show.
No. Are you kidding me? Hold on. I just see the needle just spike because you walked in. That's great. No, I really, really appreciate that. And you guys got... Dion and Jay coming up.
Mm-hmm. Josh is coming on with us at 10:30.
Excellent. 10:30 with Josh Whitman.
Okay, nice.
Great. I tell you what, I think it's smart based on what you just said.
I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
I think it's very reasonable.
You're more measured than I am. I'm more of a fan. You're a reporter. Good job, buddy. We appreciate you. Jeremy Warner, listen to the show coming up after 9, and then, of course, all the way till 11. He's got Dion after 9, Dion Thomas. And Jay Layman after 10, and Josh Whitman now, 10:30. Good stuff. Okay, quick weather before we get to our Fox Business Minute. What do we got?
We've hit our high of 31, 18 our low tonight. The chance of precipitation has gone down, and the wind advisory is on until 9 o'clock, but they're dying down. Sunshine tomorrow, high 24, low 16. 31 the high with sunshine on Wednesday. Currently 27, ESPN 93.5.
I will check your Fox Business Minute and take more of your thoughts on Lovie and other stuff we've talked about. 359-2255 is our text line. It's a 20.
from the Fox Business Network. General Motors is planning to close manufacturing operations in Oshawa, Canada next year. The Wall Street Journal says it's part of GM's cost-cutting and transforming into a company that makes more hybrid and low-emissions vehicles. The plant makes the Cadillac XTS, Chevy Impala, Silverado, and GMC Sierra. It employs about 2,500 people. Another 300 people work for GM in other divisions in Oshawa. Tesla was within weeks of dying as it ramped up production earlier this year. CEO Elon Musk tells Axios on HBO the company was bleeding money like crazy. Now Musk sees Tesla making a profit in all quarters from now on. It's Cyber Monday, a day to find bargains shopping online. Retail analysts are expecting record online shopping today. The Dow dropped 178 on Friday. NASDAQ lost 33, S&P down 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Today's probably not a great
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday for sure. Online shopping is going to go crazy.
Right.
But to talk about sleeping outside the box in the weather's like this,
right.
Rob Dahlhaus, see you at home. Coming up one winter's night on February 1st. How are things going, buddy?
Things are going very well, Stevie. Thanks for asking. We've got about 160 almost participants signed up already, and just over $12,000 raised. So long way to go towards our goal, but I'm really excited about the community engagement already. Haven't even hit December yet.
Tell people what cuathome.us does.
Yeah, great question. So we serve the most vulnerable homeless population here in Champaign. We do that through a lot of different ways. We've helped collaborate with the men's emergency shelter here in town. We've also got a daytime drop-in center where folks from the community, both with and without an address, come and hang out and really build relationships with those on the street. So, you know, those are just a couple parts of what we do. We go out on street outreach with local law enforcement and hospitals. So basically, if you see somebody on the street in need, that's somebody that we can help.
We want people to participate one winter's night. You're taking still dwellers and, of course, always donations, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, absolutely. Yep, the event's Friday, February 1st, so we are still in need. We're looking for maybe about another 150 box dwellers. And our goal is $250,000, which is two-thirds of our annual budget. So to say this is a big event would be an understatement, for sure.
We wanted to make sure we had you on, Rob, before hashtag Giving Tuesday to remind folks that this is really making a difference. What is the impact? What are the numbers of people on the street in our own community?
Yeah, you know, it depends on how you want to define homeless. But if you look at the hardcore folks living on the street, that varies anywhere, you know, from 25 to 35, depending on the time of year. But if you expand that definition to just those that are, you know, couch surfing or don't have a place of their own or are one, you know, bad decision or one failed relationship away from being on the street, that number balloons to well over 1,000, I would say. And I judge that by the folks that come in to our drop-in center every month, just hundreds of people looking for something, in need in some way. And so this is to give to See You at Home. You're helping us fill a gap in the community, and we couldn't be more happy to do what we do.
All right, Rob, you keep up your fight, my friend. Rob Dahlhaus, cuathome.us. Appreciate you being on.
Yep, thank you for the time.
You betcha. Rob Dahlhaus.
So many terrific people. Giving Tuesday could benefit in our area. I just encourage people to try to keep those donation dollars local.
Got a break for the news. Be back. 359-2255. Text to get to. Talk to Lovie Smith. Talk to immigration. Talk Cody Coley Walter. Monticello Sages, state champions, all of that and more coming up. 359-2255. It is 8:28. Tom.
Chris Foster. Things are calm at the San Ysidro border crossing near San Diego right now. It was shut down for a few hours yesterday. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provo says about tear gas being fired towards Central American migrants, On the Mexican side of the border, there were mothers with children.
A large group rushed the area, and they were throwing rocks and bottles at my men and women.
She was on Fox and Friends. President Trump tweets, Mexico should move the flag-waving migrants, many of whom are stone-cold criminals, back to their countries. Ukraine's president's demanding the release of sailors and ships captured by Russia.
The Russian Coast Guard opened fire on three Ukrainian Navy ships before seizing the vessels and their crews. It happened in waters near Crimea, the region of Ukraine annexed by Russia 4 years ago. Ukraine says the ships had done nothing wrong. Russia says they were lacking permissions.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 25-year-old man is recovering after being shot Saturday night. Police responded to the area of John and Victor Streets on reports of gunshots at about 8 o'clock Saturday night. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Police say they do not have a suspect, but evidence shows the shooting was intentional. If you know anything about what happened, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers. The number is 217-373-TIPS. A man accused of shooting his cousin more than a year ago is no longer facing charges. The News Gazette says a prosecutor has dismissed charges against 43-year-old Jose Miller. The victim initially told authorities that Miller allegedly shot him, but the prosecutor says the victim has now changed his story and now says he doesn't know who shot him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Front move through. Cold air is down to Champaign. Just a dusting right now. Maybe a little more coming up. Is that
well,
right?
They're just saying a chance for flurries at 40%. But the blustery conditions with the winds being so high, when we came in, they were 55 mile an hour. Now the gusts are up to 43 miles per hour. This wind advisory goes until 9. High 31, low 18. Sunshine high 24 tomorrow, down to 16. 31 the high on Wednesday. 40 on Thursday. Then a chance of precipitation back in the forecast. Right now, the temperature's at 28. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we talked a lot about Lovie Smith, about the contract extension that will give him some leverage in the recruiting houses where he visits, because you knew what was coming. You know, Illinois' defense was not good this year, worst ever. Offense, I thought, was fifth best. I mean, great. But it was the fifth best to back up that great comp. I think really good. So that's good. And Rod Smith did a great job. But the extension for Lovie, I think, surprised some. But if you think about trying to get recruits here in the next 3 weeks, you've got 3 weeks to get 11 commits. And how many living rooms are saying, I heard you're going to be fired? You can't get a kid to come. So it goes from bad to worse. So, I mean, I think it's a really smart move by Josh Whitman. And I think it's going to take time. Now, I do think Josh has pushed his chips in the middle of the table. He's all in on Lovie. But again, people that thought that Lovie was leaving at no. For sure next year, and then now through 2023, according to the contract, Lovie wants it, and if Josh wants to keep him. As Jeremy just mentioned moments ago, the Jeremy Warner program, you can still fire a guy, just all about the buyout. And the buyout this year is $12 million to say, Lovie, you're not wanted anymore. Next year, the buyout's like $4 million. And we don't know the contract details of the extension, but presumably it's all comparable and, you know, money's going to be whatever it is, $21 million divided by six, 3 point something every year is what the average would be. But again, quite a few texts in, and I think for the most part, people understand this. And I think it's a cottage industry of wringing your hands and looking at the hottest coach in America thinking they're coming to Illinois. That's not reality. We are what we are, and it's not real good right now. But if Lovie turns it, we'll have a program that is desirable. So we won two games last year. We won four games this year, but it feels worse because of the losses that we had that were so bad. But, as I said last hour, from this fan's perspective, when you play freshman and sophomore, they're going to have really good games. They're going to have really bad games. It's kind of the up and down. If you golf and you're a young golfer in high school, you're going to have really high scores, and then you hit a low one. And then you go, well, how did you shoot that when you shot that? It's a process. It takes time. I think stability could be coming. We're rooting for Lovie. I think season ticket sales will be a challenge. There's no doubt about it. Let's be honest. Some of the stuff we saw in Champaign, I mean, we saw Minnesota. Minnesota's not a bad football team. Pretty good football team. We beat them by 30. What?
How about that? And then we lose by 63 to Iowa. Say what?
That's the nature of young. So next year, we would expect more stability. The guys would be a little older. Might win six games. That's kind of the goal, to get to a bowl-eligible position where you can go to a postseason and get all those practices and all that other stuff. So there's all that. Any thoughts, what you think of Lovey? Jeremy's going to talk about first half hour coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Chicago, by the way, is also coming out of it. They have wind gusts at 45 miles per hour, but their winter storm warning ceases at 9 a.m.
So you had visibility issues with snow, right? Okay.
Blowing snow.
Gotcha. Text line 359-2255, 359-2255. Started the show talking immigration and stuff you're seeing on the headlines with some of the immigrants charging the border into Tijuana. Mm-hmm. People in Tijuana are unhappy because what that's doing to their life there. And I suggested that everybody's welcome if you just simply go through the process of coming to America, just like they did in Ellis Island. And you had to go to Ellis Island. They had to check your teeth. They had to check your lice. You got to check to see if you're sick. They put you back on the boat.
And, you know, you get a number. You're paying taxes. You've got to implement things inside the next 6 months. Otherwise, you go back, that sort of thing.
You have to have a process. Now, what that process is, if you're running from Honduras and they're going to kill you if you go back, certainly there should be somewhere they stay here safe till the process completes. But you just don't say, see you in 3 weeks at the court date. They don't come. That's just silly. We need to fix this. It's on Republicans and Democrats. And the Democrats talking out of their mouth, two sides of their mouth, when they all can be heard quoting the same things Donald Trump is saying today, but we can't have open borders. Now they've all flipped because they're doing it politically. But come on, man, common sense. We need to know who's coming in the House. Who would disagree with that? Who would disagree with simply wanting to know who you are? I need your information before you come in the House because I don't want you to hurt me. And we know they're bad people mixed into all the good.
That's right.
359-2255, there's that. Okay, Tiger and Phil, I have not talked about that.
You haven't.
We watched it. We did pay the $19.99.
And it was mic'd up? And
it was
mic'd
up.
Comments?
All the comments. They had a $200,000 bet on hole number one. Side bets went to charity. Phil Mickelson said, Tiger, I'm going to birdie this hole. Tiger said, let's double that. So they go $200,000. Phil has about a 12-foot birdie putt and misses.
Wow.
It's $200,000. And Tiger smiles, says, that'll hurt the pocketbook. And they walk off. Now, I thought overall, I enjoyed it. I don't think there was enough smack. I think the guys did what they do. They get into their mode of winning. The thing went to extra holes. It took 22 holes to decide. It was like Bagger Vance. They had lights on the last little made-up par three. They had a 93-yard hole they just invented to try and finish this thing. It was a match play, meaning every hole is its separate game. And Phil Mickelson beats Tiger Woods by hitting a 3-foot putt on the 22nd hole. Tiger had a 7-foot putt to win on the 21st hole and missed it.
Ah.
Anyway, I overall, yes, it was fine. Some people like, you know, more contentious, more smack and talk and all that stuff. But there was some interesting talk, but it wasn't, like, mesmerizing. A lot of times I felt like I was just watching a championship in the Sunday afternoon kind of feel.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting to hear how they assessed the shot, how deep they go into all the variables with the wind and the club selection, club down and club a little. That was interesting. But Tiger loses to Phil Mickelson. I think Phil really wanted it. Tiger Woods is beatable one-on-one. I just think when the lights are on and a big championship and the crowd's going, he really lights it up. I think one-on-one, he's not as into it.
I see.
But it was entertaining. I thought worth the $20. I thought it was fine. We talked about Collie Walter, the Monticello High School football coach, who I learned is from Muhammad. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the U of I, ran track, and now is he's the head football coach of a state championship team for the second time, fourth time overall, three championship at Little 1A Aledo, comes home close to home, Monticello, takes the Sages to their first ever state championship, and they are to be commended. Okay, 359-2255, back with more in just a moment. ESPN 93.5.
What would you do if you had to sleep on the street for a night in the middle of winter? Hi, I'm Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at CU at Home, and I would like to offer you an opportunity to answer these questions firsthand. on Friday, February 1st, CU at Home will host our annual community awareness event, One Winter Night. I humbly ask you to consider joining our team of box dwellers and be a part of this experience where your perspective about homelessness can truly be changed at cuathome.us or at 991-0356 for OWN 2019.
If you previously on Tay and Carp.
I mean, I'm going to give Illinois and Brad Underwood their due. I mean, Brad Underwood has told us, eye to eye, I'm not scared to play anybody. I think that's great. I think it's great that you want to go out and play the best. I think eventually, in 4 or 5 years, you've got a team of all Brad Underwood players. You're going to be that team that when you get to the Sweet 16, nobody wants to play, right? You're going to be like, oh, no, we drew Illinois.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk Fighting Illini football, basketball, and more right here on ESPN 93.5.
ESPN 93.5, quick check of our sports headlines. Diane's got that at 8:46.
Illinois basketball is 2-4 on the season. Their 86-67 win over Mississippi Valley State came down the pipe yesterday with Trent Frazier 16 points. Kipper Nichols had 14. Next up, Notre Dame tomorrow. By the way, there's some Cyber Monday deals for basketball tickets.
What do you got?
Well, two Big Ten games, $30. And Thursday the 10th, we play Michigan at 7. And then on the 16th of January, 8 o'clock against Minnesota.
And that's $15 each?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Stocking stuffer.
Exactly.
There you go.
Speaking of that, RadioRefunds.com is a good Cyber Monday deal, but even all the time.
That's right. I should probably put some on sale, maybe, huh?
Illinois volleyball beat Purdue on Saturday, and those tickets will go on sale at 9 a.m. If you want to be a part of things on Friday night, we play Eastern Michigan for the NCAA tournament. We're hosting first and second round. Of course, I think that depends on wins, but, of course, we're expected as a number 3 seed to do pretty well. And there are 7 Big Ten teams involved in the NCAA tournament this year. We had Northwestern beat Illinois 24-16 to wrap up their season. Illinois, Lovey with the team's 3 seasons, 9-27 overall, 4-23 in the Big Ten, has this contract extension through 2023. NFL action. The Colts got that kick in and beat Miami 27-24. Minnesota beat Green Bay in the late game 24-17. Tennessee and Houston tonight. Bulls hosting San Antonio, Pacers, and Utah. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Who's this?
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best Fraser Fir Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
It's a time of year for reflecting and being thankful. This is Brittany Kluber. At Prospect Bank, we are grateful for our customers. So we are offering a Thankful Opportunity CD special. Open a new CD with a minimum of $500 to earn 2.25% annual percentage yield for 12 months, all the way to 2.45% APY for 24 months. Plus, you can increase your earnings by adding money at any time. See us today to open your Thankful Opportunity CD. Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, a chance of snow before 11 a.m., but they're saying just a dusting if that happens. And the wind advisory will calm a bit after 9 a.m. We've got gusts up to 43 miles per hour right now and the wind chill at 12. Today's high 31. We've hit that. 18 our low tonight. 24 the high with sunshine expected tomorrow down to 16. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high 31, low 26, 40 by Thursday. 27 on ESPN, 93.5.
Probably had a little chill in there this morning, too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy Warner Show coming up. First half hour about Lovey's extension, 9:30 to 10 with Deion Thomas. And then Jay Layman, after 10, then Josh Whitman, Illinois Athletic Director, who I've said on the show this morning, I think is a bold move to extend Lovey and a good move for some stability. But Josh is all in on this head coach, and he's showing that commitment, hoping that will ease the concern on the recruiting trail in the next 3 weeks. It's really hard when you know the negative recruiting that happens all the time in that business. Oh, I heard he's fired. No, you can't say, I'll be gone in a year. It might be gone sooner. That's what they say. It's not true, but that's how it works. So now it's, I heard he just got an extension. He's a good man, and he is. Lovie Smith's a really good man. Nobody knows him. Kind of a celebrity coach. But he's, all account, a good man. And a good leader. And a good guy for to emulate and set an example for the kids. So, there were moments in football I was fired up. Minnesota was a fabulous game. Really fun. And then there were moments you're going, I can't watch this. But it's a process when you're young, and I think things will stabilize and get better as we go. Now, basketball, the Maui, we had a shot to beat Gonzaga.
I know it.
We had the last second shot to beat Gonzaga, and Trent Frazier had a really good look. And that could have won the game.
I know. Changed the whole tournament.
Then we lose to, of course, this Talen Horton Tucker guy that liked us and
had it out for Io.
Yeah,
pretty much.
He and Io apparently didn't get along anyway. Didn't come here, and he liked us at one point. Anyway, that was too bad because he just dominated when Iowa State beat us. Then we lost to Xavier. That didn't feel very good either. Came back one last night, yesterday afternoon, in a game he should have won. Mississippi Valley State was 1-5.
Right.
So that's fine, but we'll go 2-4. Got to go to Notre Dame tomorrow night. That's going to be hard. So there are moments again where I really like it, but our defense isn't so good in basketball, and our inside game is just not very, very big. Big Ten's big. They shove people around. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be challenged, I think, inside to kind of stay even with the rebounding. But anyway, Jeremy, we have more on all this coming up on this Monday. Good to have you listening. As Diane mentioned, we have three more Mosser's gift cards for $100 for 50. Mosser's shoes.
Yes.
Up near the mall. Radio refunds. There's only three left. I should be getting more to restock. I think I still have some Scotty's Brewhouse, 50 for $25. Mm-hmm. $100 gift cards to Mosser's for only 50. It's like getting $50 off your Birkenstocks.
Great for staff and teachers. You need to move on. RadioRefunds.com Cyber Monday.
That's a great point. These are gift cards alike. Pie's the Limit.
Yep.
That's out in the Village at the Crossing where you can get this loaded 35 toppings if you really wanted it for $8.99.
That might be hard to eat.
Yeah, to go in and say, take it all.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody's ever done that.
Everything, please.
Yeah, be kind of a loaded pizza. But you could do that to kind of make your own pizza out there. Pie's the Limit, and I have $10 gift cards for only $5. So those are great. Talked a lot about Collie Walter. I'm going to work on getting him on the air, hopefully tomorrow, because I tell you what, it's not easy to win a state title, and Monticello's never done it, and they just did it.
Way to go, Sages.
24-20. That was Friday's 3A game. It was a heck of a game against Byron.
Uh-huh.
Collie Walter, a man of the hour. I know he's humble and would deflect to his players and his assistants. That's the kind of guy he is, so we'll try and get him on the program. Okay, we shall meet back tomorrow.
And thanks to everybody who was involved in the Parade of Lights.
That was fun. Diane did such a good job emceeing. It was high above downtown.
Exactly.
And there were 60-some entries, and there were thousands upon thousands at the Parade of Lights. It was fun.
UPTV?
And the weather was like 50.
I know. That's what
perfect.
Made it a
All
really
these
good.
Kids.
Urbana Public Television just posting a link to see the parade, and thank you, Jason, for being right next to me, too, with ESPN 93.5.
All right. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey, Jeremy Warner Show. Don't miss all the content coming up, including Josh Whitman at 10:30, along with Dion Thomas and Jay Layman. Stay right there. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
GEICO presents.